Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell on tax day. Do you guys write your checks today? Dell, did you write your check?
I don't write checks. I get checks.
You get paid.
Did you write your check, Abigail?
Did you write what? Write your check?
Checks? No one's writing checks anymore.
No, I didn't write a check. I just had to put it in the account, and then they come suck it out. Sucking it out. The government sucking it out. But it's a good thing, though. We've got a Republican president, because less and less taxes. It's just less and less. Look at Dell. Could Dell be happier? He gets paid.
But I've always gotten paid.
You get paid, okay, brother?
I've only paid taxes once, and it was during the Trump presidency.
It was?
Yes. But usually I get a check cut to me.
Yeah.
I don't have the type of issues you guys have.
Well, he took away any write-offs for like when I buy suits to do TV stuff.
Right.
Like last year I had to do a lot of TV stuff. I travel six. When I buy suits, that's a write-off. Frankly, the only time I wear a suit is when I'm on TV doing stuff. When am I going to wear it? I mean, I don't like going places.
But you go to a wedding or something, you wear a suit?
A wedding.
There's or a wake a lot of or a funeral?
Yeah. I haven't been to a ton of those either.
Right.
But those are for TV. I go to buy them because of TV. I go to buy the dress shoes because of TV. That's considered, you get to write a certain amount of that off. I took trips to see Maverick car, although that one I am able to write off.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's other expenses that you get to write off, that everyone gets to write off, that was cut. Like, you can't write them off now. If you get a W-2 from a company, there's no write-offs for that anymore. I'm like, what? And so the last 2 years have been a hammer. And this has been something that you've always been able to write. Like, this wasn't some kind of special. No, right. This is, if you have business expenses, you know, you could write a percentage of it off. So, yeah, now's not a great time to have to pay some money out there. But, you know, like I said, it's better than not having jobs. So,
yep.
We'll figure it out.
So, congratulations on tax day. This, the holiest of holidays.
And
we're still working. We're still working today. If you're working on tax day, then you're committed.
I don't think it's a holiday.
It kind of is. No. It kind of is to a lot of people. Actually, it's kind of a crappy
yeah, what
crap
kind of
day.
Holiday is that?
I'm getting a big drain out of my account today. Thank you. Thank you, United States of America. Because everything is, you know what? And you know what? The reason we're paying so much taxes is because everything could not be more copacetic. Everything could not be running smoother.
I thought taxes were about infrastructure.
It is. It is about infrastructure.
So are the teachers going to have enough money that they don't have to buy their own sanitizer?
Of course they are.
Gloves and masks?
With everybody paying their taxes and giving their fair share, the teachers can't be happier.
Because it would be a stark change, because they generally have to buy supplies for themselves anyway. So I'm glad now the taxes have been paid, teachers
right.
will no longer have to worry about that.
Right. So it's perfect.
So
it can't be better.
All you teachers, expect hundreds of masks in your desk when you get to school. After you write your wills, because that's what HISD wants you to do.
Right. Just write your will and then go and get in that classroom.
Yeah. Now, Fort Bend County's already, I was told they, from a parent there, they already canceled, they made everything online. Fort Bend County's already gone all online they're like, we're online this first semester.
Yeah.
So HISD is not going to go all online?
Yeah, they probably are.
Yeah.
They probably
are. They are. Teachers are going to teach from the location, and then students will be online. But I told my kids yesterday, I said, all right, we ain't have, I'm just letting y'all know now. I told, okay, see what y'all think about this. So last year, I understood March, April, May. I get it. You know, it's a pandemic. We're all, it's something that the school districts weren't ready for. The kids aren't ready for it. The parents aren't ready for it. The whole thing, just everything about it, March, April, May. And so my kids got their stuff done, but there was rules in HISD like, well, if your grade is any lower than it was when you were in school, it's not going to count against you. So you could literally do like
nothing. What?
Oh, yeah, you could catch zeros, and it's like, oh, well.
What?
Yeah, swear on everything.
Oh, my
God. You couldn't do worse than what you were doing in a class. Like if you saw, and they're basically doing that for the people who don't have the opportunity. I mean, theoretically, well, there's some people who don't have the technology to do that, or the parents aren't there, or whatever. Well, that's good in a bubble, but do you know how many other kids just took advantage of that fact and like just, look at what I'm doing, nothing. Well, that's okay, Johnny. Your 40 doesn't count against you. Keep your grade. Keep doing nothing. Keep bleeping off. Well, I told my kids yesterday at the dinner table, I said, let me tell y'all something. If we go online school, here's how this is going to work. Y'all's ass is going to wake up at like whatever time, 7 o'clock if you need to, 6:30, whatever time. I expect y'all to brush your teeth, take your showers, get dressed for the day. You're not going to be sitting around in your PJs. Mom, I said, what? Why not? There are people right now working for that. I don't care if there's people working at home from their pajamas. I'm not having my kids do it. That just promotes their lazy asses doing nothing when they're running around and sitting there in their pajamas watching. Like they can't wait to get back to Netflix. Uh-uh. No. Y'all are going to be all be separated in different rooms. Like y'all are going to be doing stuff. And you're going to help your mom out. You know, the whole reason I'm doing this is because when I get home from hiding out up here for most of the day, I don't want to come home to a bunch of stress from my wife. So
right.
That means I got to crack the whip on the kids and say, you'll go there, and you go there, and you'll get dressed. She's like, why do they have to do that? And the teacher's not. I said, no. No, I want to hear it.
And not only that, but your grades will go up. They're not going down.
I'm not listening to it because, A, they...
Are their grades got to go up?
Yeah, I do expect HISD to be, and all the school districts to be much more ready. If they're not... Then they all just need to be. We need to abolish school. Then I guess.
Okay.
If you aren't ready by now,
I'm okay with that.
If you don't, So snacks.
Yeah.
He's hated school since kindergarten.
Well,
and I thought like all kids love school until a certain grade. Like I really liked school until about.
You really liked school?
Well, I like going and being with my friends and stuff like that. I didn't think about classroom stuff was no big deal. Fifth grade got to be kind of a pain in the ass.
That's when.
Yeah, you start.
Fifth
to
grade
think about
was when
stuff.
I started to get bad. Yeah,
I didn't start getting bad till seventh grade.
I started getting bad in fifth grade. Yeah, that's when I started.
But you had street elements.
Yeah. No, but that's when school wasn't like get my lunchbox going to school.
What was fifth grade?
Then fifth grade was just getting in trouble. You know,
give us some examples. We got standing
in the middle of the street and throwing a snowball right at the bus driver who jumped out of the bus and came running after me. And I'm hopping fences. And it was, oh my, I didn't think he would do that. And and he was like, oh, no, you ain't. Put that bus in, and he came running after me, and I was scared.
Did you get away?
Yeah, I got away.
Because you were jumping fences.
Been jumping fences.
Once you jump a fence...
Yeah, but you got to worry about dog.
But yeah, the dog is the concern. But once you start jumping fences, people over the age of 40 are finished.
Yeah.
And in some cases, really over the age of, depending on physical fitness levels, in the 30s are done. Once you jump fences, I'm going off of just where I grew up in Con Grove. You know, fences were a certain height, whatever, 8 feet tall or I don't know how tall, 7 feet, whatever they are.
Not where we were.
Yours were like small chain link
just,
or whatever.
Yeah, and you just hop over.
Yeah, so yours is chain link, so you could get over pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that still is going to slow down a bus driver.
Bus driver, yeah, he wasn't catching me,
but he was coming.
He was coming. He was determined. He was saw the look in his face, because I'm standing right in front of the bus, and I wailed one. I threw a snowball.
Hold on, wait. But the bus is enclosed.
The bus is enclosed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you?
No, I hit him right in the windshield. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, you hit it in his. Yeah. But that made him mad.
Oh, he. I saw the look on his face. I was like, "Holy crap! I better go." Dude was. Dude was coming.
Remember the Bronx Tale? Colangelo's dad, Robert De Niro, was a bus driver.
Yeah, he was a bus driver. You wanted Robert De Niro coming after you?
Same kind of thing.
Yeah. No.
Were you hanging around with somebody who used to make you shoot dice in a bar or restaurant, and then they put a guy with, they called Johnny Coffee Cake or whatever, coffee cans or whatever his name was, in the bathroom because he was bad luck?
No.
Put him in the bathroom.
Then what was he? The mush.
I don't want him looking at him.
The mush?
Come on, Johnny.
No.
That's embarrassing. I don't care. Put him in the bathroom.
That didn't happen. No. I didn't do that, but we did. We threw dice and we played cards in the back of my dad's bar. We made.
Are you sure you are not Colangelo? Also, it's actually Colangelo in the movie, but we call it Colangelo.
Colangelo. No, I wasn't.
You sound like you lived a very similar life.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what he was doing. I knew what we were doing. We used to stock the cases of beer all evenly, and then we put a sheet of paper over it, and we played cards back there until it opened the next morning.
Some things never change.
No.
Cases of beer and cards. Yeah. Huh. Where does that sound like?
Yeah. My dad would come in and he'd be like, just shaking his head. What the hell?
So when did you add golf to the mix?
Not till I was about 27. Then golf got included.
So when you were basically doing a podcast.
What are you doing?
No, it's a podcast where I interview.
What happened to Miles Garrett?
So what happened to your fifth
Miles
grade?
Miles Garrett's over here like, hey, what the hell? I just signed a big deal.
Hold on. So fifth grade is when you started going sideways.
Yeah.
With the girls too? Because like I wasn't in trouble with the girls until seventh grade is where, you know, I started not paying attention.
Yeah, Lori Bingenheimer and Yeah.
I once sang a song about.
Well, I had to go to a public school, which is why, because I went to a public school in fifth grade because our house burned down.
What happened?
The water heater exploded.
You didn't do it.
No, I didn't do it. Actually, I walked out in the kitchen. If I'd have walked out like 2 seconds earlier, I'd have been dead. The entire kitchen ceiling just collapsed right in front of me.
You got fire?
Fire. Just collapsed.
And y'all had
fire.
To get out of the
Nobody
house?
Knew. We're all, my mom's to change into the baby. My dad's shaving. I get up. I'm going to work with him. I was 12, whatever. And the kitchen ceiling just caved in with fire. And I was like, oh my God. And went and grabbed my sister and we ran out. And we
what about your parents?
My parents got out, yeah.
Did you grab them?
No. They were able to run themselves. My sister was a baby.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You went and got her?
Yeah, yeah.
Downstairs?
Yeah, it was one floor. We didn't have upstairs or downstairs.
Wow. That's that's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. So I had to go to public school, and it changed my life.
In what way?
It changed my life in that I found a lot of things that I didn't know about. Public school was...
But one private school is the one where you had... Who was it? The nuns or the one guy that hit you on the hand?
Yeah. Brother Medved.
He
used to have a hard rubber piece, and he would wail on you. I mean, wail on you.
That was today just is birthday a birthday. Too, right?
I wonder for who. I know it's for someone right here in this room.
Do you remember the song?
Oh, my God. Because we would go crazy when it was somebody's birthday because he was going to wail on him. It was awesome.
You know, this is your man's, Del. He gets so excited, even from an early age, when somebody was going to get beaten with a rubber. What was it?
Just a hard piece of
just
rubber.
Basically a billy club.
A strap. It was a strap, only it wasn't. It was hard.
And if it was their birthday, they would get assaulted.
You'd have to hold your hand.
Isn't assault accurate?
And you'd have to hold your assaulted. No, you couldn't. You were shaking. It was hurting so badly.
So what was the impetus for brother? What was his name?
Medved.
Why did he punish you for being born on this day?
Because it was fun.
Because
the whole classroom exploded as soon as...
Was it fun for the person who just happened to be born on this day?
Nope. Sure wasn't. Sure wasn't.
Today. As soon as he said today y'all just
today is...
Somebody's going to get assaulted.
Man, to have a summer birthday.
Yes.
My God.
You got a summer birthday.
July 6th is the greatest birthday of all time.
Mine's in February, so I got it. But it was after the football season. And he always used my left hand because he knew he would get – the coaches wouldn't like if he hit my right hand.
Yeah, but it's after the season.
It was after the season, but even still, he was like, give me your left hand.
You should have played baseball, so he couldn't ever hit you. Never hit you.
Too boring. 714 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here with
us. I don't know how anyone...
It's a holiday show. See, I told you today was a holiday.
Well, it is a holiday when you, like, it's a, okay, while many of you are sending money out, or some of you are sending money out today with the tax deadline, you know, got moved back. It's today. In case you forgot, surprise, but you should have known this, it's tax deadline. I'm going to help you get some of that money back with your homeowner's insurance. And that's one of the areas, look, you can cut this and cut that, and we were able to save $60 this month. I mean, that's great. And over the course of the year, that is a great savings. But what TGS Insurance does is they say, look, you have homeowners insurance annually, and you need to be shopping for that annually. You need to have competition so you can get the lowest rates. If you have been with the same company for years, I'm telling you now, their savings could end up being in the high 1,000s, maybe even 2,000s. That's how severe the overpayments are for you when you show your loyalty to the company. Because another company doesn't show that same loyalty to you. And TGS Insurance has A-rated insurance companies ready to battle with each other for your business. And if you text the word money to 232323, within 15 seconds, you're going to find that you will have a firm homeowner's insurance quote, and you can find out just how much your savings could be. I've done this over the last 2 years. I've done it a couple of times. You shop every single year. You should be finding a new A-rated insurance rate, and you can find big savings. And if you have a bundle, they can help find car insurance for you as well. And odds are they will find you lower rates on that one too. TGSinsurance.com. Text money to 232323 and stop overpaying for A-rated homeowners insurance.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in London, got my beef from London.
I stop. No stones. No Chanel. St. Laurent.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
719 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. James is in camp, baby. James is there. Did he shave his beard? Who said that? He shaved his beard.
That's just a joke. But here's the thing. He didn't acknowledge any coronavirus, right?
No.
Okay. So
was he just hanging out?
Well, here's why.
Because now he's got a quarantine.
Here's why I ask. Because there are, let me see if I can find it. There are, oh man, I may have deleted it. There are odds on the bubble that I want to get to. And they're pretty interesting. I want to see what you and Dell think. A company has put out Sports Betting AG.
Okay.
What is the one that you do?
What? Well, I do a couple different ones.
No.
Oh, MyBookie.
Yeah.
MyBookie.ag.
Okay. It wasn't that one. But it was another one, and it said, "Will James acknowledge having coronavirus or say that?" And no was the favorite, like -150. Will LeBron? Do we think LeBron had it or has it?
No, I don't
know.
Is
that something that's out there? Because he's on there as well.
He didn't delay his entry.
I didn't think
wasn't
so.
He there?
No, he was there. He's been there, hasn't he?
Yeah, I saw.
That would have been a huge story if he went there.
JaVale McGee does a blog, much like Matisse Thybulle does. Matisse's is more popular. But on YouTube, Bubble Life, and LeBron was on the plane flying in.
That's what I thought. That's why I don't understand why. Yeah, that's interesting. Here, Josh Barton is this guy's name. I will look this up. But it's... there's some really interesting odds that are out there from the bubble that I want to give you guys. Here it is. I want to give you guys a chance to shoot at these. Ready? These are available at sportsbetting.ag.
Okay.
I looked them up. They are actually available. I'm like, man, I need to sign up for some of these. Will the NBA ban players from social media inside the bubble?
No.
No. And no is -2,500.
Yeah.
So you know that's not going to be the case. James Harden. Here's one right now. James Harden will be revealed tested positive for COVID. No is -170. Yes is +130. That's an interesting wager. Because at any point, if he says, yeah, I had COVID, or the Rockets do, like James could say it in an interview.
Yeah.
And you get paid.
Well, how long is it going to take to get paid? Suppose he says it next year.
Harden must confirm test by 10-1.
Oh.
October 1st.
Oh, so you got to wait all the way till 10-1 to get this paid.
Well, no, unless he confirms it before then.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if it's a no, you got to wait until the end of the season. I would take yes plus 130. I don't want to pay 170. Well, I either pass on it or say, yeah, I'll take yes plus 130.
I guess.
How about you, Del?
I guess. I don't like the bet.
No.
Okay.
I don't like
LeBron James, will it be revealed he tested positive for COVID? No, minus 300. Yes, plus 200. Now, the thought is, if he did or does, he will for sure come out.
I think LeBron would have a press conference if he had it.
There's a new ribbon that says he's a survivor.
Yeah. There'll be, LeBron James, please don't die, LeBron websites.
This is what we call hating.
No.
this is hating.
No, LeBron, don't worry. If anything happens to LeBron, we're going to hear about it.
Well, we're going to hear about it because
so
LeBron.
I'm going to say no. The answer is no.
Ryan Windhorst here.
Yeah.
Prayers and a vigil are underway. Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
NBA player test positive for COVID after yesterday, after 7:14. Yes is minus 500. I mean, well, Harrison Barnes just tested positive.
Yes.
Yes is minus 500. Easy That's money. Free money. That I would, is free I would, money. I would play minus 500.
Yes.
NBA team removed from bubble due to COVID concerns. No 3,000. Yes, plus 900.
That's a pretty good one for yes, I think.
A team removed from the bubble.
Well, don't forget we had soccer teams
right.
removed.
Okay. Would you take yes for 900? Take a shot at it?
I think I would.
Okay. Del?
An entire team when it... Like, the soccer thing is a made-up tournament.
Because, look, if New Jersey... If Brooklyn gets eliminated right now, what's the difference? They don't have any of their players anyway. They'll probably go, you know what? Oh, well. Let's go.
That's...
It would have to be early.
Yeah, it can't be. I don't see it happening in the playoffs.
And see, they've all been...
No, by the playoffs, right? You start now if a team gets eliminated?
At any point. Let me see. Team must be sent home prior to restart season playoff elimination.
Oh, so it's got to be within the next few days.
Well,
it's got to be within the next week. Because when's the season start? Oh, the season starts
30th? Yeah. Well, season starts...
The 30th?
Yeah.
So 2 weeks.
Over the next 2 weeks, will a team be sent home?
I don't... Well, plus they've only had two people, and those people never even got into the general population.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't see it.
Okay, I don't see it either, but to John's point, if you get a couple guys and then you have players go, you know what, I'm opting out. There is an outside shot, yeah. I think it might be worth, I don't think you'll win it, but you might, put just a little 20 spot on it to try to win, well, a 20 spot will give you 180, yeah. NBA bans players from social media, no, minus 2,500, that's not going to happen.
No.
NBA player will be removed from the bubble due to a violation. No is minus 500. Yes is plus 300.
Ooh, I don't know. You know that there's a snitch line, right?
And it's already been called a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, they said multiple. Shams Charania has said there's multiple.
Well.
And everyone says it's Chris Paul's doing all of it.
As of Monday, no one had yet called the line. But on Tuesday, reports surfaced that multiple players had received warnings as a result of dimes dropped on them.
Yeah, not necessarily leaving the bubble, but just bubble violations. Maybe they weren't wearing masks.
Isn't that how Rashawn Holmes got?
Well, he left the perimeter. He stepped past the perimeter. But violation could be, hey, you're not wearing a mask where you're supposed to be wearing a mask.
Oh. Okay. So in this thing, though, do you think, LeBron and somebody will call on LeBron the night before they play the Lakers and say, listen, I saw LeBron with a hooker.
No, okay. I don't think that's happening.
You know, wait, why not? I would. If the Rockets are going to play him in the playoffs.
But you got to prove that.
You got to, the night before the game?
There needs to be evidence that he was with the hooker.
You want them to turn around and do the same thing to you?
What about sending a hooker to LeBron calling the snitch line on him?
How does a hooker get through security?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's
hookers, if Gilbert can get through when we're doing a PGA event, I'm sure a hooker can get into the bubble.
That's different. Hookers have a certain look. It doesn't have to be a hooker. It'll be just an IG model.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Aren't
they hookers?
No. I don't see an IG model sneaking in.
You don't?
No.
Okay, so will an NBA...
Because
so
you know why? Because there's a certain level of the people, particularly before the first round is over, like when families and guests can walk in, because they're either going to be Disney-looking employees walking around,
NBA employees
or IG
or really athletic looking dudes walking around. If the IG models walk IG around models, the bubble,
gonna
they're going to stand out.
You're going to know them.
They're going to stand out.
But can't family come
why,
in?
Why? IG models can't clean a room?
Wait. No, you can't. No, actually, no. Have you ever seen an IG model cleaning a room anywhere at a hotel?
No. They have a certain body type, and they're not cleaning rooms.
Yeah. It's just that body type is not going to. You do a lot of leg lifts, don't you,
for someone.
The closest I've seen is the movie Bottle Rocket, and she was cute. Yeah. She wasn't an IG model. Okay, so will a player be removed from the bubble due to a violation? You say no. No is minus 500.
Yeah. No is minus 500. I would put money on yes, plus 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are either one of you going to bet no on this one? Will any NBA player violate bubble guidelines? Yes is minus 500. Isn't that free money again?
It's already.
Yeah, it's already.
Okay. This has to be, well, it's still on the board.
That one for sure.
So it says range is from 715 to 10-1. I mean, that is 100% yes.
But do we even know what gets you removed from the bubble? Because even
well, this is just violate a guideline, which we know when you had to. Roberto Cablancablo, or whatever Bruno his name is for the Rockets.
Gabagol.
It's Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno's not going to play anyway.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying,
it's easy money.
What gets you removed from the bubble? Because even if you leave the perimeter, they'll just quarantine you, and then you can stay in. So what actually gets
that's
you
a violation
well, but
from the
they
bubble?
Probably, what if they go, listen, you're going to have to, and he'll go, I ain't sitting in my room for 10 days. Well, then you're out.
Well, that's his own choice.
But he still got kicked out.
No, you are missing it. This is a separate question. Right. Will he violate?
No, but the previous one. So do we even know what gets you immediately thrown out of the bubble?
No, we don't know. It has the NBA must make an official announcement
that he's been
done that. Yeah. Right. See, that's a little trickier because they may give him an out. Like he's just opted out. They may let him.
may let
a player do that. Now, will any player violate bubble guidelines? That's free
money.
Even though it's minus 500, that's free money. Will the NBA regular season restart on time? Yes, is minus 400.
Yes. Yes, it will.
I think so, too.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it start?
Will the NBA season finish with the new format? Yes is minus 250.
What do you mean? Will we have a champion?
Will they finish it?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think so, too. 729 ESPN 97.5. We got more.
I got more on this one, including the...
Well, we got other stuff, too, that we got. Hey, all of franchise tags we got to get to. We got other stuff, I'm sure. Can we stop tweeting about Caitlyn Jenner infiltrating the bubble to see Dwight Howard? 729 ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I want to tell you about my friend Craig DeSurf, what he's doing down at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. He told me they've got some brand new vehicles coming in, and that's something that you really haven't been able to say a lot of. Because with all the places that are creating, you know, that are manufacturing vehicles, there was a shutdown for quite some time. But now we got some new vehicles rolling in, and Craig DeSurf wants you to get a hold of it. And if you go to LanceZCars.com, you can see all the great vehicles that they have in stock. Now, yeah, the stock is going to be a little lower than usual. The inventory that's going on across every location around the country. But here's the thing. They do have employee pricing with GMC and with Chevy right now. So we're talking about an opportunity to get $5,000 additional cash off for many vehicles, including that Chevy Silverado. Take advantage of employee pricing, and it's for everyone. By the way, I see it right now. Buick has employee pricing as well now. So employee pricing for Buick, 2020 Buick SUV models like the Enclave, which is a fantastic crossover vehicle. I definitely want you to check that one out. Just look at the entire inventory and remember, they can deliver any and all vehicles. They always do, pandemic or not, and they can continue to do that. And when it comes to service, nobody is better than Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. They are constantly winning awards for their service department as well. Go to LanceZCars.com right now and find your location. Chevy cares. Find new roads.
This is Carlos Correa.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 7:32 on ESPN 97.5. Do you see? Okay, so yesterday was franchise day. So either you signed or you didn't. And here's the deal. Dak did not come to terms. And he's going to make 31 this year. And he's going to make 39 next year. If they have to franchise him again. If he plays well, he's betting on himself. And here's the deal. I know they hate the franchise tag. $31 million this year, $39 million next year, $70 million over 2 years. How are you going to bitch about this?
Well, when the number was, you really can't when you're a quarterback. When the number was much lower at different positions, that's when they were really had a problem with it a few years back. But now it's gotten to the point where I think players, because of the way Kirk Cousins handled it, I think more and more players are seeing the franchise tag as maybe not the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. You make the average of the top three salaries at your position, and then you're back on the market next year. And if you have any faith in yourself, and look, quarterbacks, you just have to be average and you can still get paid. You don't have to be great. You just have to be average to good, and you're going to get 30-some-odd million dollars. And so if you're Dak Prescott, that's fine. Give me my 31. I mean, that's a phenomenal amount of money.
Yeah.
If Dak takes care of it, he's set with that if he were to take care of it. But the reality is, if he gets to a franchise next year, man, then you have now stacked $70 million over 2 years. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Over 2 years, and then you go to the open market again.
And then, and more than likely, you're making more.
The franchise thing to me is not even a big deal. I mean, unless you are a terrible player or you have a catastrophic injury, it's really, and I know everyone tries to go to the worst case scenario, like, what if he loses his legs? Like, well, I mean, that's going to not be great. He's also got an insurance policy, I'm sure. But it's not going to be great, but there's a low percentage of quarterbacks losing their legs.
Yeah.
If we really look at it, most quarterbacks don't suffer catastrophic injuries. We know Teddy Bridgewater did. We know Alex Smith did. Outside of that, I can't think of a catastrophic injury that really derailed a player's career. Over the last, like, say, 10 years. Can
Alex
you think
Smith.
Of one?
Alex
now, those
Smith.
Alex Smith and Teddy Bridgewater were the two.
Yeah.
Other than that, I can't think of one. I mean, catastrophic. Because both of those I would consider catastrophic.
Over the last 20. Because, you know, you had Joe Theismann. And, yeah.
That's even, Joe Theismann's getting back 30. Over 30.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
No. You're right.
It just doesn't happen. So to use that as the, well, what if that happens?
What about the Texans punter that was running down the field that just ran and both knees blew out?
That's ACL.
Right.
That's an ACL issue. Well, and it was just one knee. The guy who was two knees was Wes Welker on the turf, on the
no,
Texans
no, no. The
field.
Punter was two knees. He blew up both.
Are you sure?
One just running on the field. And who else was the Philadelphia?
That was years
Wendell
ago.
Wendell Davis.
Wendell Davis did. Yeah, that was on their old turf. That was in the 80s also.
Yeah, right.
Like he jumped in the air. Well, like the Texans, both of them snapped.
The Texans turf was like 80s turf.
Well, but it was grass.
It was grass, right. But they were squares that had wonderful seams in them. Every step you took, you could be in a seam.
When your foot got lodged.
Right,
in a seam.
Right. It was a wonderful idea.
What is it about this organization that just nothing can be
just
like they try? I think I it started at the beginning. Try. They try to be first class, and I think they have done some things right for sure. But the field right off the bat, this is the Texans. This is the Texans in a nutshell. They started with like, hey, we got a retractable roof stadium, and it's going to be amazing. And they'd open and shut the roofs. Then by, was it year two or three, you had them opening a roof to try to make it too hot for the Steelers, and fans were passing out, damn near dying in the stands. And ever since then, it's like, oh, this wasn't a good idea. Why don't y'all just follow weather guidelines? This wasn't hard.
But even before that, when they built the stadium and they're open roof and we're going to have grass, wait, we can't grow grass because the stadium roof's too small.
So that should be the first one, yeah. The stadium, the way it was built, they didn't get equal sun to all parts, so it would die. It would look nasty in general. So there's that. Then they had they couldn't get the roof thing right. Now it's just a closed roof stadium completely. It was a total waste of the county's money. It was, at least for as football, you know, it's known for football. You had, obviously, I mean, it's just been a variety of things. You've had the seams in the grass were really, really bad. You have had only, well, you've had four, I guess you've had four seasons with double-digit wins, I guess is okay. You never won two playoff games in a row in any single season, right? One of them was you had a bye week, because so,
They never had a bye week.
Wait.
They've never had a
bye week. Oh, no, they beat Cincinnati when they went and then played the Ravens.
Yeah.
Because that Ravens wasn't even an AFC championship
game. No, they've never had a bye.
That was in 2011. So, and of course, the way that, you know, I don't know. Some of the stuff I don't want to make too big a deal about. Like Andre Ware, not Andre Ware, but Andre Johnson yelling at Matt Schaub as he left the field. That'll happen. You have Gary Kubiak on the having his issue on the sideline.
But
you had that. But that's just like something that happened. Yeah. That's not really organizational.
No. No, the organization is just, well, it's got a lot of knowledge. It does have a lot of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it does. And you know what knowledge is.
Power.
Well,
what is it, John?
Knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm. Knowledge is power.
You're damn right it is. Okay, so look at here's some of the guys. Shaquille Barrett, doesn't come to terms. Franchise tag, 15.8. Worth it?
For 1 year? Yeah, for 1 year. I say I like the franchise tag for both sides because for a team, it lets them continue to, like if they've got money for that year, they can say, you know what, this will splurge for a year.
Have we seen more franchise tags than this year? I don't know. This is a boatload.
This is a boatload, and I think part of it is because no one wants to give. Once you start dealing with this long-term money, they're awfully afraid.
That's right. Bud Dupree, 15.8.
Well, that's a waste. I mean, Steelers fans have hated Bud Dupree, except this year he played better. But they are paying that money. But that's also, actually, I should take it back. That's a lot, but it's also the Steelers' way of saying, we ain't giving you a long-term deal, Bud.
A.J. Green, 17.8. That has been a waste lately.
Was hurt last year.
Yeah.
I don't think it's on AJ, though. I think it's...
Yeah, right.
I mean, Dalton's made... AJ Green has performed. Am I wrong? I think AJ Green has put up some numbers.
I think the last couple of years have been... Anthony Harris, 11.4 safety for Minnesota.
Yeah, that's another one where they're in the middle of a window being open for them to win at a relatively high level. He's a good player.
Good player.
You don't want to give a safety... Tons and tons of them. I think it's being used to hold windows open right now, frankly.
Derrick Henry for 10.2. That's a bargain.
Yes.
I mean, he's their offense.
To me, you could give Derrick Henry 3 years and
guarantee him
$30 million.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
3 years guarantee the whole thing.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Hunter Henry, 10.6.
I think I would have passed on that.
Chris Jones signed for 85. Matthew Judon, I think that's a good deal, 15.8.
I'm not supposed to speak on Matthew Judon since I basically called him trash coming out. At least that's his assertion.
So you can't speak on him.
Well, that's what he said. Follow your dreams. Don't let people like Lance Zierlein bring you down, who basically said I was trash.
He said that.
He said it on Twitter. I'm like, what? Went back and what I said, man, I must have killed him. And then I read it. I'm like, I posted, I said, this is calling you trash. And somebody goes, Matt, dude, my own parents don't speak this kindly of me.
Yannick Ngakoue, who doesn't want to be there, 17.7.
I mean, that's you do. Good. You didn't trade him on draft day. You might as well.
Dak, 31.
You got to do what you got to do.
Brandon Scherf.
Are you in favor of giving Dak a long-term deal?
No.
I'm not either.
I'm
not under his terms.
Yeah, no.
If I'm the Dallas Cowboys, Del, if you were the Cowboys, would you give Dak what he would be looking for? Let's say, I don't know what he's looking for. Let's say because the market's been set, let's say it's $39 million a year. Would you give Dak, I don't know, a Deshaun Watson deal, which will be a 3-year deal, we assume, because Watson will get over on the Texans in negotiations. Or a 5-year deal, would you give him that and just lock in?
I wouldn't give him anything more than 3 because you're probably going to keep him at 2 with the franchise tag, and he'll be cheaper under, I think what's, I was listening to Lewis Riddick this morning, and he said this year 31, probably next year will be in the 39 range for Dak. If you're going to come under that number over a three-year deal, I'd probably do it because I don't think the Cowboys are looking to get rid of him. They just aren't sure.
Yeah.
So right.
I'm thinking 3 years, that if you can get under that 39 over two-year number, I'd do it.
Yeah, see, the problem is I don't think Dak wants to take that based on what we had heard previously. You know,
a shorter deal. He wanted a three-year deal.
Well, I'm talking about the money, the number. I don't know that Dak is willing. See, for me, if you said, okay, realistically, Dak's number should be probably in the neighborhood of
33,
34. Yeah. And that's a ton.
Yeah.
And that's a realistic number. But it's really not about the money so much as it is the number. When you start dealing with this amount of money, In any sport, basketball, football, baseball, when you're dealing with the highest paid guys, this is an ego thing. And if somebody else is making the number 37 that Dak thinks he's better than, he doesn't want to take a 33 or a 34. Forget the fact that they won't, you know, forget the fact that it's a ton of money and you say, I could survive. Yeah, so can Dak. But it's a pride and ego thing where I'm not going to be a number 33 guy when there's Kirk Cousins is a 36 guy or whatever that may be. And that's why when you reset with a guy like Kirk Cousins, it screws the league up. Now, agents love it because, I can sell my guys better than Kirk Cousins all day. This is going to be great.
Right.
But the NFL teams are like, dude,
well,
Vikings, what are y'all doing? You just reset the market.
Just wait. Because Laremy Tunsil to reset the whole tackle market. And now Deshaun is going to reset the whole quarterback market.
I know.
He really, really is.
And people around the league
are scared.
That's why
that's why it was a bad deal by Jerry because Deshaun he needed to get it done before the Texans get it done.
Yeah, but there's a reason, you know, most people don't really like the Houston Texans. They don't like Bill O'Brien. I don't think everyone likes Bill O'Brien when they're negotiating with him for a trade, and then no one likes him when they're minding their own business and their organization, I hope O'Brien doesn't screw this up.
Right. You know who doesn't screw it up ever? Lance Loken. I mean, that dude, he guarantees that he will sell. He guarantees you that he will sell your home. That's how, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. There's story after story after story of people who, they had to get out of their home. This one about Gary and Bessie. 2 days, 46 showings, 19 offers, sold for $10,000. See, you got to create a market for your home. That's the key. That's what an agent has to do. And when you're as big as Lance Loken and you have as many homes and you have as many people to market to, because people flock to the Loken group to find homes because they know that there are more homes and better homes and they'll get... It's unbelievable. And so you create a market there where people are actually bidding against each other. Like it's an auction for your home. And that's what happens all the time with the Loken Group at Keller Williams Platinum. And if you don't have time for all that, or you don't, I just don't feel like doing it. How about an immediate cash offer for my home? And Lance Loken will make that right now. This is a guy that you can trust. This is a guy that you'll love doing business with. The Loken Group. TheLokenGroup.com. TheLokenGroup.com. 281-861-4624. He gives you choices. Accelerated demand to get the most money or a cash offer, whatever you choose. You just can't lose. They sell $530 million in homes, 2,100 homes. It is unbelievable, this place. They're the best. They're the biggest. 281-861-4624 or thelokengroup.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I did say it was yesterday, didn't I? It's today, the franchise tag. But it was Myles Garrett and Chris Jones got their deals done. But they still got time till 3 o'clock today to get deals done. And all of these guys have signed their franchise tenders, and they've got, and we'll see whether or not they come to terms, and which ones come to terms. They got till 3 o'clock today. Brandon Scherff, the guard from Washington, 14.7. Seems like a lot for a guard. 14.78. Holy crap. Now, he's one of the best in the game. But, man, I want to be a guard. Just eat.
You think that's all Brandon Scherff
does? That's all he does is eat. He gets to eat anything he wants. What a burger, 2 a.m. That's what I would do. I mean, holy crap.
I mean, I don't think it's the greatest way to fuel your system as a professional athlete to just eat Whataburger at 2 a.m.
But you can.
And he's not a fat guard. He's 6'5", 315, so he's on the lighter side for guards.
He's still a big.
Yeah, but he's, I know, but he's not a squatty body.
He still gets to eat what he wants. He's like Bryson DeChambeau. Gets to eat whatever he wants.
So he does steroids is what you're saying.
I don't know.
If he's like Bryson.
I don't know what those, I don't know.
People just don't know about it? People just be whispering out there about Bryson DeChambeau.
Well, they might be whispering about Brandon Scherff, too.
I haven't heard it.
I have.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I just heard it right now.
No.
I just heard you whispering about
it. I didn't whisper
at all. You're the one that brought up steroids and Brandon Scherff. I don't know.
I said it with my chest.
I just heard it.
No, I brought up steroids and your buddy, Bryson DeChambeau.
That's a fact, Jack.
I don't know if it's a fact.
It's a fact. Everybody's talking about it. You're talking about it, see?
Well, because the man put on quite a bit of weight and
in a
muscle
hurry.
And a lot.
And he's
not a lot of time.
And he doesn't seem to be. He seems to have
now he has anger
a little
issues.
Patience.
And he has anger issues now, too.
Justin Simmons, the safety from Denver, 11.4. Joe Thuney, the guard from New England, 14.7 for guards. That just seems like a lot. I mean,
that doesn't feel like a New England. But then again, I mean, God, guards make that much now?
Man. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Leonard Williams, 16.1.
Right now, when I'm hearing all these guys who are just making, say, Scherff is a long-term target. And I granted, that's also a guard who is going to make a bunch of money, but he is one of the only good offensive linemen they have up front. Scherff is a long-term target. I think a lot of these guys, like Thuney, that's just not the New England way to pay, because that's where he is, right?
Max dollar, yeah.
It's just not the New England way to pay that kind of money.
Well, maybe they'll just franchise them this year and then see.
That's
ya.
What I'm thinking.
That's what it'll do.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Belichick ain't getting given a guy. I just don't. I don't know. Maybe he will. I don't know. So the franchise, actually, I don't know. It's today, 3 o'clock. That's the deadline. And we'll find out who else is going to sign long-term deals. Myles Garrett, nice deal for him. Biggest deal outside of a quarterback in NFL history, 144 over these 5 years. So it's going to be that's a lot of money. He's got 30. He's a guy who gets sacks. He's a guy who will hopefully he will continue to we'll see. Hopefully he'll continue to get sacks for the Browns. But that's a good player. That's a good player. Just lost his mind for a minute and then lied, but. He's a good football player. Going to total, it's worth a total of $144 million over 7 years. Excuse me. Would make that makes Garrett the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. 30 and a half sacks, I believe it is, over 3 years.
Yep.
Yeah. He had 10 sacks in 10 games last year. He's a good player, really good player, and they're making a commitment to him. This is the first guy since Joe Hayden, I want to say. That signed a first rounder for the Browns. That signed a second contract with the team since Joe Hayden.
Wow,
that's terrible.
That's a terrible job of drafting.
Yes, that is terrible. Browns.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see draft.
Browns first round picks.
Draft history team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at this. Let's take a look at the Cleveland Browns. You got, for second contract, we'll see.
Jabril Pepper's gone. Joku hasn't done anything yet. Corey Coleman?
No. Coleman's
gone.
Danny Shelton's gone.
Cameron Irving.
Justin Gilbert and
Danny Shelton. Johnny Manziel, no. Justin Gilbert, no. Barkevious Mingo, no. Brandon Weeden, stupid, no.
Trent Richardson,
that was dumb, no. Trent Richardson, Phil Taylor, Joe Hayden.
Yeah. Wow, that's a really terrible job.
That is a terrible job.
That is a terrible job.
Joe Hayden's all the way back to 2010. And they've had a lot of big picks. Baker gets to his second deal with them?
Yes. I think. Well, you know, it's trickier now because you've got, they can hang on to him for the 5+1+1. So yeah. You can get Baker for 7. But if you aren't sure, are you really paying, I mean.
It's going to be $34 million a year.
It's going to be $40 million by the time Baker gets there. Yeah, 40. Once Deshaun gets his $47 million 2-year deal.
Right.
From the Texans.
94/2.
94/2. And the Texans give a first round pick to a random team.
Don't sign
him. If you don't sign him after this is over, we'll give you a first. Deal. And the league's got to step in. You can't. That's not legal. We're not.
You can't.
You can't give somebody one of your picks so that they don't sign a player, Bill. That's not a. Is it a rule? Is it a law? Is it in the Constitution? Bill, this is not a constitutional issue. It's just a basic rule of the league that you don't give a team a first-round pick for no real reason. It's free agency. Anybody can go after your player.
It's a reason.
We the people read the Constitution.
No, it's an amendment to the Constitution. I'll give you value if you don't sign my player. It's the 84th Amendment.
It's in there. You just got to keep going.
Just find it. Just keep scrolling.
You just got to keep scrolling down a little bit. You'll eventually find it. By the way, you didn't, just to finish some of my draft odds. I mean, finish some of my basketball bubble odds that I was at. Do you think any team will go 0-8 after the restart? That's on there.
Best possibility, the Suns?
No is -500.
Probably the Nets.
Yes is +300.
Probably the Nets.
I don't know their
schedule. Portland's got a tough schedule.
What's more likely, an 0-8 or an 8-0?
I think an 0-8. I don't think anyone.
That's what the odds say.
The odds say 0-8 is more likely?
Yeah.
Probably with the Nets.
It doesn't have either one.
Probably with the Nets, yeah. Because who's got a possibility? The Lakers or the Bucks?
No, they're not going to. They have it clinched. They're not going to go all out.
Yeah, right.
And they're not going to lose every game either.
Right.
Here's a tough one that would require you to do some digging, though, Dell. Over under on seed changes from now until the beginning of the playoffs, 5.5.
Oh, are you kidding? There's a lot of teams bunched together.
I know there is.
Yeah.
So their over under is 5.5.
Oh, teams, I would take the over on that.
6 seed changes is a lot.
Well, now it's all in the West.
Well, the South. Well, if you look at
No, because you got seed changes in the East.
The Nets and Magic are tied. Yeah. Well, half there's a percentage point difference, so that could flip flop. The Sixers, Pacers, and Heat are all within a couple of games with each other.
Yeah, so no, that could absolutely. Happen. Oh, I take the over. What are the odds on that?
It's even money.
Really?
Yeah. As far as the West is concerned, the Rockets, Thunder, and Mavs all have 40 wins now. The Mavs have played 3 more games. So percentage point tiebreaker is going to have to come into effect there. But the Jazz are only a game up on the Thunder and the Rockets. The Nuggets only a couple. Yeah, so Nuggets only, a game and a half behind the Clippers. Yeah, we got plenty of options.
Oh,
yeah.
But remember, like, if the Rockets pass a team, I think that only counts for 1 seed change. Does that count as 2? Because if that's the case, then you're...
Yeah, if like...
No, that's 1 seed change.
That's 1 seed change.
That's 1 change.
Yeah. Even though 2 teams change their position.
Yeah, it's just 1
That's team. 1 seed change.
Right.
Yeah, it's still a lot. 5.5 going to 6 is still
in
quite
8
a bit.
Games? With 16 teams? No, more than 16 teams.
But does that happen typically in a regular season? Think about it. We have every year for history.
Sure it does. I mean, the last 6? Day, there could be a couple 3. In the last day of the NBA, remember the
How
Rockets
far
where
the Rockets
it could
fall?
Have been 5 or
could
2
be.
Or, right?
Could be, but you need some drastic swings.
Well, they're going to be playing each other.
Yeah.
And then you also have the throw-in. If you're within, 4 games of the 8 seed, then you have the play-in thing. So that even adds more ability for seeding to be switched.
So y'all think the odds should
be
over.
Does the play-in change the seed too? Is that included, or is it just the regular season?
Let's see. This is wagers are for how many seeds, 1 through 8, that will change from the current seeding at restart of the season. 1 through 8. Season must play out according to the new format.
So the new format includes the play-in.
Yeah.
So that could add to it, too.
Absolutely.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Will any player, what do you think the over-under is for most points for a player on the restart?
I'm going to say 44.
52.
52.
Will any player hit a 52 spot?
I'm going under on that.
And that's a even money both ways. That seems too high for this play on. Now, I mean, now this is playoffs also. Oh, no, no. Wagers for the most points scored in a regular season game by any player after the restart. Regular season means...
It's only eight games. These eight games?
That's a... No. Unders. Under. That should be an easy win, right?
Right.
Who's playing... Now, an overtime could change that, but who's playing the amount of minutes it's going to take to get there? That's not going to... That 52 seems ridiculous.
Yeah. That's what I said. I thought 44. That would be a big number for somebody.
Yeah. I would probably shoot it a little higher. 46 and a half is what I'd probably go.
759. Listen, if you're shooting your shot with your insurance company and it's not working out for you, insurance companies are unreasonably denying the claims. And if you have made your payments to, and your coverage and they're acting in bad faith, you could be entitled up to three times your damage amount. There is, if your property suffered damage from vandalism or theft, fire, hail, wind, flooding, or any other natural disaster, your insurance company needs to pay. And if they're not paying and they're acting in bad faith, well, the MMA law firm is here for you. All right. And they're going to front all expenses. Their payment will come from the recovery, not out of your pocket. No settlement, no fees. That's a deal. Such a deal. Because if you're not making headway right now, your insurance company is just laughing at you. Just going, puh, I don't. Now, you put the large loss attorneys on them, and guess what? They ain't going to be laughing no more because this is what the large loss attorneys do. LargeLossAttorneys.com. LargeLossAttorneys.com. If you have, they specialize in insurance dispute litigation, but they're the attorneys for ESPN Houston listeners, so they can help you with any legal matter, no matter what it is. Dram shop, pharmaceutical law, medical devices, serious injury, 18 wheeler, whatever it is. Free, no obligation consultation with their expert attorneys at McLenny, Mosley & Associates, the MMA law firm. LargeLossAttorneys.com. That's LargeLossAttorneys.com.
ESPN 97.5.